This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Pete Duncan, Macoupin County Clerk. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me on.
Pete, this is going to be a return visit of something we discussed in the month of June, and we're going to be discussing precincts and voter machines in Macoupin County, but there's been a few changes since we last talked, and thought it'd be important just to update everybody on what has went on. Now, back in June, we talked about new voting machines and the reduction of some precincts in certain areas to go along with that. And then some questions came up. And so the matter was tabled back at the July meeting of the county board. Could you sort of explain what the questions were that sort of had to be answered first?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when we talked in June, the plan was to try to consolidate some precincts in order to help pay for the new voting machines. And the question that really came up is there's two different parts of the statute in terms of precincts. One is specifically if you're going to just consolidate precincts or change precinct boundaries, when it can be done. And then the other one is when a new voting system is being established, precincts can be changed at that time. I was working under that assumption. The question that the board had, and I worked with State's Attorney Jennifer Watson on, was making sure that was the right call. So what we decided was just to be safe and make sure, you know, we were in the safest position possible. We're going to wait to do any precinct changes until June 2021, after the census and after redistricting takes place, because statute clearly says it has to happen there. So that was the slight hiccup in the plan, but overall, we've got new voting machines, which is great. We're set up so that we should have the right amount of machines come June 2021 if the precincts do change, or we can go from there if for some reason they don't.
You had mentioned in our earlier conversation, your original proposal, that the new voting machines would be for all precincts and stuff. As you say, will you not be getting the voting machines then until the precinct changes, or do you get the new voting machines for the upcoming big election?
Yeah, so we are going to have new voting machines starting with the March 2020 primary. The machines we have now, you know, we talked back in June, are old. They're starting to show their age. And the biggest issue, as I explained to the board, is even if you're voting a paper ballot and putting it into that tabulator, folks were having trouble getting their ballot read, and we had too many instances of not every ballot being counted on election night. And then my office and I, in that two-week window after an election, were going through and making sure every single vote was counted. So we are going to get the new machines. What we've done is we've purchased enough machines for the number of precincts I think we'll have in June 2021, and then we're going to have a two-year lease for the remaining machines, so the machines that'll cover the remaining precincts. And that'll run out in June 2021. Hopefully we'll change the precincts. Those machines will go away. We'll start saving some money, pay for these new machines. But if they don't, you know, there's a buyout option if the board chooses to go that route, and they can spend a little bit more money.
Now, you had also mentioned maybe the cutting down of election judges and stuff like precincts. Does that also go on hold, or where do you stand with that as far as maybe saving some money for the new machines?
Yeah, so to help save some money for the new machines, the board chose to reduce the number of election judges that are used in a primary election from 5 per precinct to 3 per precinct. You know, that's going to be an adjustment. I think the judges will be able to handle that, and in particular, because the new machines are so much easier than our old machines, I think that's going to help make that transition a lot smoother.
I was going to say, you talked about the new machines versus old machines. For the voter who will be seeing them come the primary, anything new to them? Will it be different? Will they be this is just like the old ones? How will that go?
Yeah, so for the most part, you know, you can't really reinvent the wheel. It's a voting machine that counts ballots. So for most voters, they're going to see very little difference. They're going to get the same paper ballot. They'll fill in the oval. They'll put their paper ballot in. It'll be counted. You know, they might notice the machine is a little bit different and has some better features, which is good. But the real thing that I think voters are going to like is if they do vote on the touchscreen, whether they're at their polling place or in particular, like when I do early voting around the county. We always used touchscreen at all those locations. The biggest complaint people had was that they didn't get a ballot that they could hold in their hands and look at. So these new voting machines will print a ballot out for you. You look at that ballot, you make sure it looks right. As long as it looks good, you're going to put it in the tabulator just like if you were voting by paper, and that's your official ballot. So I think voters are really going to like that if they choose to vote on the touchscreen. If they still want to have the paper ballot and fill it out by oval, that's certainly their right. So there won't be a lot of changes for voters. There'll be a few. For the main part, it'll be election judges and my office that'll be seeing the biggest changes in terms of the machines.
We'll go back to the precincts. As you say, we know about every 10 years, the census, and then we have redistricting. Do you anticipate the changes will be as you proposed, or because of population changes, maybe, do you think there might be a little difference from what you proposed as far as those precincts?
Yeah, you know, I think there might be a little difference because you never know what could happen over the next 2 years. But it's been a long time since our county has done precinct boundary changes after a census, decades. So, you know, unless there's just a huge influx of people moving into Macoupin County, which would be great, don't get me wrong, I think they'd be pretty similar to what I've proposed. They might be a little bit different, but we'll have tons of time between now and 2021 to talk that through and make sure everybody knows exactly where they'd be voting.
So that's sort of like an item that you will, it's on hold, and you will take a look after we get the census information from, I guess, the U.S. government, and then the redistricting that's done by the state legislature. Then you can sort of look and go, okay, this is what I got to take back to the county board?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, the goal, you know, is if districts change with the state considerably, we're supposed to try to match up to them as close as possible. And we've, you know, statute outlines how many voters per precinct there's supposed to be. An overwhelming majority of our precincts don't fit in that range. So I've got a pretty good idea of what the precincts will, I think, what they'll look like come 2021. I'm sure they'll probably shift a little bit here and a little bit there between now and then. But this will probably be the most open and transparent process in terms of precinct boundary changes that Macoupin's had in quite a long time, because I'll make sure everyone gets to follow along with the progress.
Now, something I remember from our last one was when you go through the, I guess you call the Illinois portion of redistricting, there's a lot of hoopla. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, a lot of hoopla. Oh, we got shortchanged. We got this. And you know, things are, quote, done in a certain way that some people don't like, some people do. Could that have a influence on this precinct matter in Macoupin, or is it too small?
I think it's probably too small for us. You know, when they redistricted back in 2011, we were very lucky. They followed our township lines exactly, which is very nice. Because usually where that starts to become an issue is, you know, this house on this block is in this district, but they put this house in another district to try to, because they think this house is a Democrat and that house is a Republican. We didn't have that in Macoupin. I don't think we'll have that come 2021. So it's really just going to be about making sure we've got everything as fair and balanced as possible.
Well, as we always try to end most of our conversations, it's sort of funny, but I just thought I'd bring it up and ask you for a moment. We're here, well, we're closing in on September, and we have the big primary coming up, and I guess voting for that will already be something that can be done near the end of January.
So yeah, we are zooming in on that. So September will be when candidates start circulating petitions. They'll file come the end of November. Folks are going to be able to start applying for a vote-by-mail ballot before Christmas. And then, yes, we'll have voting right when February rolls around for the March 17th primary. So, yeah, we're not that far away from voting again.
The new machines are going to get their work out early, right?
They absolutely are. I have a feeling turnout's going to be very, very high next year.
Pete, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Yep, thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.